to 11. And with the overallotment, we raised a total of $13 million. So, you know, financially, the company, because as you always said to me, you know, it checks one of the boxes, because now we sit with about $17 million in cash in the company with 33 million shares out. So, you know, that's a, for a junior and someone that runs a junior company, that really checks one of those boxes in a big way, because we always worry about capital and budgets. They have one mandate, and that is not to hold your stock. It's to bank your warrant. Mm-hmm. So we unfortunately, unbeknownst to me, but we unfortunately had, you know, one of the bad eggs in the carton, I guess, so to speak. And that has, you know, had an impact on the stock, in the sense that they will sell, because they got free trading. We did a life offering. They will sell their shares or short their shares, you know, and I subsequently have come to find that out, because we got our short report, which is filed 15 days after the period. But, you know, it's, there's going to be short-term pain here for the gain. So I think within the next week, we'll have them cleaned out.
Well, and that's excellent, actually. That's really good news. I was, my expectation would be it'd be several weeks, if not months. So
No. I you know, I'm fairly confident that I do know my registry. I do have that registry that, you know, people want us to proceed and do the work, and they're excited. You know, a 200 million ounce target just on one of the projects. I mean, we're not a shell.
Scott Emerson, Kingsman Resources, good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Good morning. You caught me just catching a sip of coffee here. It's early here on the West Coast, Andy. You got me up early. It's 6:30 a.m.
I did get you up early. Just to all my viewers and listeners, I am an investor in Kingsman Resources. They're also a sponsor of naturalresourcestocks.net. Just full disclosure on that. Scott, you raised a ton of money. You got a war chest here. Congratulations. Congratulations to us. I like, that's one of the boxes that we I like to check, especially going into a drilling season. Want to see somebody fully funded in the treasury, well, very well funded, and you're above and beyond that. And I think that speaks for the resources, and that's why you and I are doing business together. But it's interesting watching your stock price just over the last couple of days. I want to say you guys had a dramatic drop right after your raise. Tell me about that. And your volume is off the charts if you look at the volume. So tell me about that.
Well, thanks, Andy, for that. That's an interesting question, because it's something, you know, that we talk about, that we learn new things every day. And you mentioned we just did a very large financing. In fact, it was oversubscribed. The underwriter did their overallotment. So, in fact, when I was on 2 weeks ago, I talked about, oh, we're raising $10 million, and then it went to 11. And with the overallotment, we raised a total of $13 million. So, you know, financially, the company, because as you always said to me, you know, it checks one of the boxes, because now we sit with about $17 million in cash in the company with 33 million shares out. So, you know, that's a, for a junior and someone that runs a junior company, that really checks one of those boxes in a big way, because we always worry about capital and budgets and where's the money going to come from, because not every hole you drill is going to be successful. And the market, just like I use the adage, you know, drill bit drives value, but it also, you know, does the opposite if the market goes, oh, you missed. So it put us in a position, I felt, as a company and as a shareholder, in a really good place. However, with that, you know, when you talk about, you know, the recent couple days and whatnot, and the stock's actually trading below the offer, the issue price that we financed at, and I, you know, I say we learn something new every day, because what I've discovered is some of the funds or participants that come into these opportunities, they have one mandate, and that is not to hold your stock. It's to bank your warrant. So we unfortunately, unbeknownst to me, but we unfortunately had, one of the bad eggs in the carton, I guess, so to speak. And that has, had an impact on the stock in the sense that they will sell because they got free trading. We did a life offering. They will sell their shares or short their shares, and I subsequently have come to find that out because we got our short report, which is filed 15 days after the period. And we traded hundreds of thousands of shares on the sell side, on the short side, which has never happened. Because, again, I know my registry, I know my shareholders, I have great shareholders, and I'm going, where's this coming from? So I think, Andy, that's the conversation to be had. It does happen. I'm not the only company it's happened to. It's the first time for me that I've ever had that happen because I don't understand it, to be quite frank. I don't know where the value is to having an entity with a whole bunch of warrants in it. If we have success, yeah. But I guess they take that capital and then they do it on their next company.
Exactly.
I
Yeah.
mean,
No,
that's
I
a
am familiar with
simplified
that.
version. Obviously, you have bigger guests, smarter guests in this arena, whether it's, Rick Rule, Jeff Phillips, they know this process. I just have never had it. So I find myself, I always say to people, when you look at a public company, there's two facets of a public company, especially a junior. One is the day-to-day operations. That's what drives the company. That's what builds the company. But then you have, the stock market side, right? That you
Right.
have to maintain and talk to shareholders. So you kind of wear two hats. And, I'm going to be the first one to tell you that I didn't know anything about a warrant bank.
Yeah.
I'd never heard the term.
Yeah, no, I appreciate the candor here, but it really leads to the next question. And I'm actually very familiar with this practice. I don't participate in short selling, and especially in the junior space, just because it's so easily manipulated, especially on the short side. But I am familiar with this process, and that's usually one of the questions I always try to get is where are the warrants at? Because you'll get a hedge fund if shorting the stock, but they're holding on to the warrant. So it's basically a free position on the downside, but they have no interest in the company. What's the I guess the next question that leads us is how can we work around this, or how will this be resolved? Or yeah, I mean, it's not illegal, but it's like how does this get
Yeah,
taken care of?
so I'm working to replace that hedge fund, and it's going to take a period of time. I'm going to say it's going to take a week. Andy, we traded over 1 million shares yesterday.
Right,
What? At a
right.
level that we would have never had. So I'm going to say, and what I've been saying to shareholders, because I was doing more shareholder calls yesterday than I was working. But that is work. But there's going to be short-term pain here for the game. So I think within the next week we'll have them cleaned out.
Well, that's
And
excellent, actually. That's really good news. My expectation would be it'd be several weeks, if not months. So
no,
that's
no, 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 no. I'm fairly confident that I do know my registry. I do have that registry that people want us to proceed and do the work, and they're excited. A 200 million ounce target just on one of the projects. I mean, we're not a shell, and the fact that we're well funded. Again, I say this, I would put Kingsman up against any company right now, just in terms of its structure and whatnot. And
Me too. I would too.
we'll get through this. But I guess for me as the president, when I come on and I have these conversations with you or any of the other people that follow the company, people that your viewers that watch these things and whatnot, and then they look and within 3 days they see not this in terms of a stock, they see this, if that, and they're like, well, all this great news, why is this happening? So
Yeah.
it has, cause and effect. And we're just going to have to work through that. That's my point. And
Well, actually,
again,
this.
I touched on it. If you took away the cash out of the company, we're sitting at a $38 million market cap with two advanced brownfields project. I mean, I've said it. Your audience knows it. It just makes no sense. I just didn't want somebody, going online and pointing fingers and, the world's falling. And that's not the case. We got the money.
No, I appreciate the explanation. It does lead to an opportunity for new investors to come in on the cheap. So that's how I see it. So,
Right.
okay. So, thank you. Thank you for your candor. Thank you for coming on and getting an explanation. And to all my viewers and listeners, Scott's been very, very available, very candid, and very open. And that's why we're having him on today, because looking at the stock chart and just like what happened, what the heck. And I assumed, and again, I'm familiar with this practice, but I assumed something fishy was going on. So, but it's really good to know, Scott. I want to just really thank you for your time and your candor. If people do want to buy Kingsman Resources, and again, you're looks like if you were to buy in the next couple of days, you're going to get at a significant discount in the open market. How do they do that? Where do they? How can they reach out to you, and how can they trade you?
So, Andy, we're traded on the TSXV under the symbol KNG. We're on the OTCQB under KNGRF. We trade in Frankfurt if you've got any European shareholders under TUY. And essentially, they can contact me either through the website or they can call me direct to the office, and I'll pick up the phone and return the call if I'm not available.
Yeah, no, you absolutely will. And you're very good at that. Scott takes phone calls late at night Eastern time and on the weekend. I know because he calls me.
Forget about late at night. Now we're going the opposite direction. We're talking
Yeah,
early
early in
in
the
the
morning.
morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, fantastic.
But again, Andy, I don't want to use up viewers' time or space, but I thought it was important to come on and say that, because I don't want somebody saying, "Well, you said this 2 weeks ago, and look at where it is today." We'll get it cleaned up. That's my job, and we'll march forward, and we're gonna go drill.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, Scott, love to have you on again. And by the way, I'm going to see you in a few weeks at PDAC. I'm really looking forward to it.
You will. Thanks, Andy.
All right, take care.
Bye.